So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Here we go.
Oh yeah.
Ugh. 720 WGN, I'm John Landecker. Lake Zurich is your hometown, and I got to tell you, I'm talking to the proprietor at Offbeat, which is at 3 South Old Rand Road in Lake Zurich. That would be Jim Betzios. Jim, you're there, right?
I am here.
Okay. I go online, I go to your YouTube video, I expect to hear a sales pitch. No, what I just played. There's rock and guitars going on. I thought that was awesome.
Cool. Thank you. Yeah, that's how we do it.
How do you do it? Explain that. That's how you do it. What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. I expect the
unexpected
to be a little offbeat. Yeah, exactly. There
well,
you
that's,
go.
That's the name of the place is Offbeat.
Yeah.
Right.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but yeah. We try to do a good job still.
Well, I can tell you from what I've been able to look at and see on YouTube and check out your website, you take your business very seriously, and I find it to be unbelievably cool establishment. Let me see if I've got all this right. You sell instruments of all kinds, right?
Yes.
You repair instruments of all kinds, right?
Yes.
Just keep answering yes. I'll just throw out the questions.
Well, here, hold on 1 second, John.
Okay. Somebody, customer. Just somebody buying something? Oh, this is very good. We were hoping this would happen. Yes. Was that
Sorry,
a customer?
John, hold on.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, 1 second.
Somebody buying something? What are they buying? This is great. A Jimi Hendrix 8-track. They've got 8-tracks there. They got a crate of them.
Yeah, it's funny because I just hooked up an 8-track player last night, and it works. And
did you just sell an 8-track?
We sold a few today, ironically. It's funny because typically that's an item that doesn't sell too well. But
right. Once
in a while, you get a guy who's got an old hot rod car.
Yeah.
And he's got the old stereo, and he wants an 8-track. And we have him.
You know, watching the video again, the camera went through the store. I saw a case of 8-track tapes. I saw bins of vinyl LPs. I saw cassette tapes. I saw CDs. I mean, you've got it all covered there, plus all the instruments and the instruction, and you also have voice lessons.
You know, we started in 1998, and we opened up as a guitar and drum shop.
Mm-hmm.
So that was about 25 years ago, and then we just kind of evolved. One day, I bought a few records that I found at a flea market. And I'm like,
right.
What the hell? Let's throw them on the floor,
yeah.
See what happens. And then, poof, they went out the door. And I'm like, let's try that again. I got more records, and then, poof, they went out the door. And I'm like, okay, let's go for it. And we just decided to, you know, introduce LP records and CDs, so
yeah.
Really, you know, you don't have to be a musician to walk into Offbeat. You know, you could walk in as a non-musician and walk out the door with a couple records, a CD, you know, and hopefully a pair of bongos.
An 8-track tape? Who knows? A couple of cymbals?
Yeah, right.
But yes, you can do all that, but there is also a complete line of every kind of instrument that you would need to form a band or to play in a group or anything like that, guitars, drums, keyboards. I saw just a whole stack of sticks, as a matter of fact, like up on a wall, all these little slots with drumsticks in them. I mean, it was very cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of accessories. So mainly, we're, you know, a big emphasis on guitar, drums.
Right.
But over the years, certain instruments like, you know, gained popularity, ukulele.
Yeah.
I used to stock one ukulele,
and
a cheap one. And, you know, because of YouTube and the internet, for some reason, ukuleles just took off in our industry, and now we stock, you know, at least about a dozen ukuleles, and they could be, you know, $39 up to $400. You know,
right.
So the range is pretty wide there.
What else have you? You bring up the concept of seeing trends and a change. Have there been others that you've noticed over the years other than the ukulele?
I hate to say it, but, some of the trends haven't been too great for the arts, you know.
Okay. No, go ahead. Lay it out. Get it off your chest.
Well, with the iPhone coming out,
right.
Kids don't seem to be that attracted to learning an instrument. You know, they're more into their video games and
I hear you.
That's their new art form.
Totally, and, I get it.
Right, but we still have kids who are pursuing music and wanting to learn an instrument, and it doesn't happen overnight. But they're sticking to it because they want to learn. They don't need the instant gratification. They're in it for the long haul. Because I think the kids nowadays, they need a new Eddie Van Halen. They need a new Led Zeppelin, to get the fire going again.
Yeah. I had a good friend of mine named Mark Gardner who for years owned Naperville Music. I don't know if he does anymore. But his store strikes me as being very similar to yours, and his attitude was the same. I don't think he sold any vinyl or CD or 8-tracks, but they gave lessons, and they sold every instrument you need for a rock and roll band. And I just think it's a very cool thing. And I see also that your online store has literally customers from all over the world. This is crazy. Australia, Thailand, yeah. Italy, Brazil.
Well, one of my goals is to always, try to have some unique items. Mm-hmm. Have the items that the big stores don't have.
Right.
The big stores, they have accountants, and if that item doesn't sell fast enough and generate, turnaround mm-hmm. fast enough, they don't take the item. But they're not realizing the quality that they're passing. I sell a line of cymbals called UFIP cymbals, and they're from Italy. This company doesn't advertise, they don't endorse artists, but in my opinion, they make the best cymbals. So the name isn't there, but the quality is there. And at one time, I was the only guy in the United States selling these cymbals. So I was shipping to Australia. For some reason, people are coming to me from out of the country. The brand you can find in other countries, but maybe, the American price is better than the prices in their country. So... And then I've had guys drive from Indiana just to come see the cymbals because, it's something that you just can't find at the big box stores.
Well, Jim, I think it's an example of your dedication and your love for your work to be able to locate what you consider to be the best cymbal that there is that's not even advertised and people recognize that you have it and they order it from all
right.
over the world. I mean, that says a lot right there. Really,
and Charlie Watts from the Rolling Stones pays for his UFIP cymbals. In other words, they don't endorse him, but
right.
he knows he wants the quality.
Yeah.
He doesn't need an endorsement, and he just wants the best. And UFIP, they make some really, really great cymbals and gongs.
So where exactly is Offbeat located?
We are in the downtown area of Lake Zurich. We're on the corner of Old Rand Road and Main Street.
And your phone number?
847-550-1361.
And the website, which I recommend everyone go see, what is that?
Offbeatmusicstore.com. But it's even better if you hit up our Facebook account.
Okay.
Offbeat Music Store. I'm a little more active on there.
Okay.
It's kind of a one-man shop here now after COVID. We have our instructors and our great repairman, Nick, and me. And so it's hard to get to everything. There's so much out there. I can't do the Twitters and the TikToks and everything.
Right.
So I
could
kind of
right.
focus on Facebook and offbeatmusicstore.com.
Well, I think if you sell a good product, the word will get out. And obviously the word of mouth has. What are your store hours there at Offbeat in Lake Zurich?
Well, I kind of shortened my hours after COVID, and I'm basically 1 to 7 on most of the days, then 1 to 5 on Friday and Saturday.
Well, Jim, thank you so much for talking with us. It's been a pleasure. I love talking to you. I love seeing the Offbeat videos, and I think you're doing a great job out there in Lake Zurich. Thanks for being with us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, John. You're a Chicago living legend.
Well, I suppose it's thank you. I suppose it's better than being a dead one. Thanks, Jim. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right.
Take care.
That's Jim Betzios, proprietor of Offbeat at 3 South Old Rand Road in Lake Zurich. Lake Zurich, your hometown on 720 WGN.